A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Kuf Ches, Psachim 108a, pagination page 215, about a quarter of the way down on the page, the first words on the line of Le Mechla, and then we begin from the two dots, Va'afilu Oni. Va'afilu Oni Shabbi Yisrael Lo Yochal Asher Yosev. We learned in our Mishnah that even a poor person of Klal Yisrael should not eat the Pesach Seder until he's leaning. And we mentioned why even the poor person, but that's the halacha, even a poor person that might not have anything to lean on, or it might not seem like Derech Cheirus, but that's the halacha, Zecher L'Cheirus, a person must lean. Itmar, we learned. Matzah tzorech haseba. When you eat matzah, it needs to be done leaning. Maror ein tzorech haseba. Maror, the bitter herbs, doesn't require leaning. And that's easy to follow. You're commemorating the bitterness of the slavery, and you don't do that. That would be a contradiction to do that while you're leaning. Is an interesting question whether karpas is supposed to be done leaning. So this is our topic. Yayin, what about wine? Itmar mishmei d'Rav Nachman tzarech haseba, ve'itmar mishmei d'Rav Nachman ein tzarech haseba. We have two traditions from Rav Nachman. One says yes to lean, and one says not to lean. V'lo pligi, and it's not considered a contradiction in quoting Rav Nachman, because habetati kasi kamoi, habetati kasi basroi. It depends if you're referring to the first two cups or the second two cups. Amri lo lahai gisa, v'amri lo lahai gisa. And even in that, there were two approaches. Amri lo lahai gisa, tre kasi kamoi, boe seba, the first two need leaning. That approach would explain itself by saying, dahashtahu dekamas maschalo lo cheirus, because we're starting the freedom, Terekasi Basrai Lobo Heseba, and the last two do not require Heseba, Maida Hava Hava, because it happened already, and now we're into our own times, and doesn't necessarily need to be leaning. V'amri Lala Haigisa, and some say the reverse. Adrama, Terekasi Basrai Iba Uheseba, the last two require Heseba, because we're doing a storyline here. Hahi Shaita Dekahav Yacherus, because now we're free. So you lean. Terekasi Kamoi Labo Heseba, the first two do not, according to this approach, need Heseba, leaning. Dakati Avodama Yinukoma, because right now, we're reciting Avodah Mayinu, we were slaves. In the storyline, we're describing the slavery. So you don't lean for that. And it comes out that according to Rav Nachman, two need, two don't, but we're not sure which ones, because we have Svaras Lekan u Lekan, logic to imply either one could be the focus of leaning or of not leaning. The Gemara concludes, Hashta de itmar hochi ve itmar hochi. Now that we've learned both ways, idi ve idi bo eseba, we should lean for both sets of cups. And that's our minig, that we're supposed to lean for the wine and the matzah, and the moror we do not lean for. The Gemara continues in trying to define what is called leaning. Prakton lo shemei haseba. If a person is leaning forward back, that's not considered leaning. Leaning has to be to your side. Hesebas yamin lo shema haseba, and leaning to your right side is not considered valid leaning. Firstly, because the typical person is a righty and he's not giving his right hand mobility if he leans on his right side. V'lo od, but besides that, a reason that applies even for lefties, ela shema yakmin kodem leveshet. We're worried that the way the body is designed that the cap over the windpipe would be incorrectly adjusted if he was leaning to the right. And he could actually, as he's eating, bring himself to a sakana that the food goes down the windpipe and he causes himself to choke. And the result is not just that it's not considered safe, but also as a result, it's not considered hasebo. It's not considered the right way to lean. In other words, if a person wanted to say, I'll take the risk, that it's not the correct way to lean. Isha etzal baila, a woman by her husband, lo bo'ihe seba, she doesn't need to lean. Vim isha chashuva hi tzricha haseba. But if she's an important woman, then she does need to lean. So the Rama writes that all of our nashim, all of our women are considered chashuvos, are considered important. Nevertheless, the minig among the women is not to lean. And the explanation for that is a fascinating shita of the Rav Yah. The opinion of the Rav Yah is that nowadays, since it is not common to lean, actually puts us at an inconvenience, so to speak, so he held that it's not necessary to lean. And the minig among the women is to adopt the position of the Rav Yah, and therefore they do not lean. And this is the expression, Noshim am bifnei atzman. Sometimes there are minhagim that follow in a woman pattern, even though normally minhagim follow a family pattern. But sometimes you just have certain things that they adopt, a certain way of doing things, and if it's based on a reputable psak, so over here, that's the Rav Yah. The Rav Yah says that bizman hazeh, you don't have to lean. We as well employ this ruling of the Rav Yah in a specific application. If a person forgot to lean by the first two kosos, for example, then we would tell him that he should redo those kosos while leaning, because there's nothing wrong with drinking extra wine or grape juice, because you're approaching the meal, and during the meal we drink. It's not a problem. You're allowed to drink more. But if the person would forget to lean during the second set of kosos, the ones that come after the meal, then we would have a shaila, we would enter into the question of mosif ala kosos. It looks like you're adding on to the four cups of wine, and that's a specific number. You're not supposed to add on to that. And since it's not in the middle of the meal where you could justify, hey, I'm drinking more, it doesn't bother anyone. Over here, if you'd add or redo a kos specifically because you didn't lean, it would be taken as adding to the kosos. So if a person forgot to lean by the last two kosos, we would rely on the opinion of the Rav Yah, who says that in our time you don't have to lean, and therefore we would tell him that you are yotze the kos, at least according to the opinion of the Rav Yah, and you do not have to redo it. Yasher koach, have a wonderful day.